He's not ready yet.
It's ready.
Okay, push it?
No, don't push it. I already did. Already pushed it.
You already pushed it. How am I going to get in there without being spotted?
Probably ain't. Just duck. Right. Okay. My name is Jake Grinstrom. I'm doing a documentary on Pearl Harbor with Eugene McAdam. He's going to be telling me about what his experience were through the mid-1940s during Pearl Harbor. Okay, could you tell me what age were you when Pearl Harbor was bombed?
19.
Okay, where were you when Pearl Harbor was bombed?
I lived at Chainman, Kansas at that time, and just hanging around town on that day, on that Sunday.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your family background?
I grew up in Chainman. My parents were both raised in that area, and I had six brothers and three sisters.
Where you were when you first heard about the war?
I was downtown in Kingman.
Downtown in Kingman?
Yeah, just hanging around with some other guys.
Hanging around with some other friends. Was there a lot of men enlisting in the draft?
A lot of what?
Was there a lot of men enlisting in the draft?
Oh yeah, there were some. There hadn't been too many then, but there were right after that. A lot of enlistments right after that.
Right after that.
But the draft was already in effect before that.
Before.
Yeah. And then there were quite a few enlistments. And the draft calls were heavier right.
Right as it was.
Yeah, right after.
Right after. Yeah. Okay. Were you ever forced into physical combat?
No, I was never in combat.
You were never in it?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I was never overseas.
Okay. Hey, did you ever pilot any kind of aircraft?
A little bit. I was in the Air Force. At that time, it was Army Air Force. And I never get a pilot's license, I never even get qualified to fly. So I was a pilot, but I did have 8 hours of pilot training in a small plane.
Okay.
Army Air Corps, then
it changed up like a year later, or?
I don't remember exactly when the name of it changed. Nothing changed other than the name, really.
Okay.
Assigned, I was in schools all the time.
Okay.
In training, always in training, but never permanently assigned to a school.
They were permanently assigned to a certain group?
Yeah, a certain group that was going there. But...
did your family feel about you being called to the war?
Oh, of course, they like any parents. They didn't want you to stay out, but they really weren't that crazy about you going. But
were they very emotional?
Oh, no, not really. Tried not to be.
Okay, they...
But there were three of them. Three brothers were already in when I went, so of course they hated to see more of us ill. They did.
Hated to see you go, but they didn't have to.
Yeah, right, yeah. They weren't against it, but they... They wouldn't want us to stay down either.
Okay, did you know anyone who was killed in the war?
Oh, yes, you know.
Several?
Yeah.
Could you name a few of you? Were they close friends? Or?
Not any real close, but like I'd say over there at Cayman, I never, oh, probably a half a dozen or so young fellows there that did get killed.
Half a dozen kids that were in Cayman?
Yeah, from there.
Okay, what was the most depressing thing about Pearl Harbor?
The most what?
What was the most depressing
thing? Depressing?
Yeah, the depressing thing about Pearl Harbor.
Oh, I think it's... That would be depressing, but it was...
The emotional thing.
Yeah, the emotional thing that you were mad.
About all the... Were you, like, mad about all the ships that were getting...
Yeah, right.
Down?
No, they didn't like that at all. They, you know, felt like it was a sneaky way of going about it. They didn't declare war, they just... Bam, bam, they were there.
Very cowardly.
Yeah, right. Have you seen that movie, the Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
And it, you know, there's some phony stuff in it, like any movie, but it's,
oh, yeah.
It's pretty factual.
Okay, where were you pulled out of school to fight the war?
For what?
Where were you pulled out of school to go into the war?
I had graduated from high school the spring before that.
Okay.
And that was in December. And I wasn't in school.
What was it like after everything had been done, looking at all the damage that they had done to Pearl Harbor?
You mean what was it like? What was our reaction or feeling?
Yeah.
Well, of course everybody was mad about that, but I think it just woke the country up to the fact that they had to move. Like I said, the draft was already in effect, but most people, at least I know I was, a lot more concerned about Germany than we were about this. I didn't even know that Japan was a threat until Pearl Harbor hit.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people, I suppose the ones that, older people especially, that kept track of things like that probably knew, but if people my age and this thing, they thought much about Japan. And then it turned out they were the first ones that. And the country was kind of on the fence as to whether to go into the war against Germany or not. And then that made the decision for it. They went ahead and the country had already been supplying material and everything to England, helping them. We were an ally, but we weren't active in the war. And then
yeah.
We declared war on Germany as well as Japan.
Well, I thank you for having me interview you here. It's been really interesting. Well, thank you for letting me interview you.